You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to start the show? I can't hear you. Are you ready to start the show? Tonight's live episode of YKWD is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, there are no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. That means you could turn your love of football into a payday of a lifetime. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Kelly and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter Kelly for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the Village Underground, in the heart of Greenwich Village, right between the bum with hepatitis and the woman with the penis, yeah, is proud to present the You Know What Dude podcast live. And now, here's your host, the dude himself, Robert Kelly.
To the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
To the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense. No topics, no directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up, fuckers? How you doing? All right? That was a fucking long intro, right? Kind of fucked you up a little. Got you applauding too many fucking times. Rick Chrome, everybody. The beautiful, famous Rick Chrome.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome, Ricky. How could you? Now, that was that was the longest fucking ad ever. Imagine me doing it, though. That would have sucked. At least we had your beautiful DraftKings.com.
Thank you, though.
And the ad. So thank you for coming out tonight. Who's been to one of these live, the YKWDs live? Anybody's been? Great. I don't know if that's a good thing. Did we get more popular or did we lose a lot of people? What the fuck happened? So we got a fucking crazy show tonight. We got special guests that I hope you guys love. And we have some regulars, you know. It's going to be a great night. We're just going to get into it. And I want to thank, first of all, the Comedy Cellar and the Village Underground. Liz, right over there. Yeah. That's the manager of all these fucking places. She's short, but she's fucking got a huge dick. And she's not afraid to use it. Show him the dick. No, I'm kidding. Not that one. Don't put that down. Don't touch that. What are you, out of your mind? Don't ever touch a random dick on a fucking fireplace mantle. Oh, go wash. That's my dick. I want to thank Gnome and Tony. They fucking let us use this space. And this is yet another awesome space that the Comedy Cellar has. That usually for karaoke, you know, fat dude singing Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot. But tonight we're going to have a lot of fun. And I want to give it up for Mike, too. Mike helped us out. Yes. All right. This is going to be a great show, so let's just get it started. Let me give a nice little intro to my crew who helps me make this happen every week. Give it up for Chris Scopo, everybody. Chris Scopo. There he is. Fat ass himself. Look at that fat ass. What's up, baby? Chris Scopo. I got D-Poo up in the DJ booth. My favorite little Indian. We got Sexy Kelly, the new Lauren over here with those titties. God damn it, I want to fucking. We actually had a talk. I think I was like, someone asked me, what does Lauren do? I was like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Just be hot.
Huh?
Just be hot.
She's fucking, yeah. she's hot, but she's attainable. She's attainable hot. Don't take, that's good. That's like, who the fuck is that? Get the fuck out of here. You're such an idiot. You're such a fucking ham.
I told him to wait in the fact.
You know what? Fucking, let's introduce, we had a whole thing fucking worked out. You know how hard it is to get him to do a cue? And then you fuck it up, you fucking ham.
We did this 17 times today.
17 times.
17 times.
Let's introduce fucking Monster Voice, a.k.a. Dan Soda. Give it up.
Yeah.
For Dan Soda, everybody. Dan Soda. Yeah. There he is. Take your backpack off. Give it to the beautiful girl. Give it to her. Look at that. We got Dan Soda, everybody,
buddy,
you're sitting
how
here,
you doing?
Buddy. What'd you ruin the fucking intro for?
Dude, blame this asshole.
What are you talking about?
He was like, yo, I'll go through the fat black pussy cat. And that's what I did. I walked through and then I
didn't say go through. I said go through that decide to come in.
No.
Read the text.
All go right. through the fat
time
black pussy cat.
Time to fucking do dick court.
Court gavel.
When you get here, go to the fat black pussy cat.
You are the dumbest human
that's
being
what, that's
I know.
Go in there. Lauren's supposed to meet him.
You no, need to be specific.
You need to fucking tell him to wait. To wait.
I thought Lauren was going to be there.
Shame. 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 No, 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 no. Wait. Dumb. 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 Fix that fucking hair.
No, I'm not fixing it. I'm not fixing it.
I always knew Deepu had shitty DJ face. Fucking Bollywood Vegas DJ.
Doesn't he look good up there? That's where he should be.
Let the beat drop.
Fucking Russell Peters.
Yeah. He's doing a fucking stadium in Kuala Lumpur.
How the fuck did you get that out?
I watch CNN when I'm high.
Kuala Lumpur. What the fuck?
Kuala Lumpur.
Fuck you. That's a new bit you have.
No. I'm shopping
Let
bits.
The beat drop's the bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that could be.
Did you get taller?
I did. I'm taking genetic hormones. I'm taking HGH.
That would so suck if you were a real giant.
Oh, Bobby, I'm going to die. By 34, I have gigantism.
I actually met you. You were only fucking 9.
Yeah. I was like Jack with Robin Williams.
I made you get 7 times the rate, Robert.
Well, listen, we had a big intro. You were going to come in.
Hit the music.
No, we already hit the fucking.
Damn
don't
it.
Tell him to hit buttons.
What was the music?
The music you came out to.
I didn't hear it.
Ba-na-na-na. Play it again.
What the fuck is this?
That's your music.
We couldn't get the song.
I got
you
local
wanted.
Car ad music?
No. That's dude, that's if
it's
I think
regional of, car ad music.
If I think of you with a backpack and your big head walking down with your Metro.
It's Adventures of Waterhead.
I specifically asked for Queens of the Stone Age or the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
you
know what? Those songs.
You couldn't get those songs?
Yeah, I'm not Rogan, all right? I can't afford it.
Yeah. Oh, you have to license these?
Yeah.
The Queen of the Stone Age?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
you
have to
license
it. It's
a podcast. I thought you just played music.
They have fucking algorithms now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Deepu said.
Fucking night school theme music.
Do you want to get a degree in nursing?
I like that.
Did you have a kid way too young? Well, you could still go to school, even though you were a raging whore in your early 20s.
It's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, ITT tech shit.
Hey, it actually goes with his little curl that's bouncing.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got ITT face.
Yeah.
And brain.
Scope would flunk out of fucking
UTI.
Yeah, bro, that shit's complicated.
The online shit is not my thing.
Dude, I made a bookshelf and I dropped the fuck out.
Yeah,
hey, where's
computers.
The bomb bandana? Someone's gonna bomb.
No way, man.
Someone has to go get the bomb. What do you mean, no way? It's
not
live.
Today. This is too special. Everyone's coming throwing
all
heat.
Right, well, do we have the other
guest?
All right,
guest
listen, let's
here.
Let's introduce...
What the fuck?
Let's... We got another very special guest that I love to death. I first met him in Boston doing shows, and then he came into my show here. He got sober, and he became way funnier and nicer. Let's give it up for the Truth, a.k.a. Joe List, everybody.
Yeah!
Joe List! That song was better than your song.
Dude, that was way better than my song.
That song was too rocking.
I didn't pick... Kelly looks amazing, first
That's
of all.
That's not Kelly.
Oh.
Jesus.
You might have made an enemy with that one. Huh?
Smoking, Kelly.
That's an audience member.
Audience.
Oh, shut up.
Wow, what a great audience.
Not but the way I say audience.
Bobby, we met in New York, dum-dum.
Caroline's, dude.
Yeah, I don't care. I was just saying, I was trying to give you a good... Did we really meet? We met in New York.
We met in New York at Caroline's.
No, you didn't. You helped me. You opened for me in Boston.
No,
after, you fucking
after.
Stunk.
I opened for you in New York at Caroline's.
You
first.
Did?
Yes. That's... And you called DePaulo to be like, is this guy good or whatever? And DePaulo said, I'm gay and I have a small dick.
Gotcha. I got you,
thank you.
You right, buddy?
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Did you pass
me a water?
We're good. We're good.
What is happening?
There you go, Joe. There you go, Joe. I'm like Joe's pit crew.
Weep.
Yeah, we met in Boston.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, New York.
Yeah, see?
New York.
You know what's weird?
What's also weird?
That was the first time I met you, too.
In Boston?
At Caroline's in New York.
I met you at Caroline's?
He was opening for you, and he's like, come by, and I was terrified of you.
Why?
Because you had that, like, Liz is laughing. I love that Liz knows exactly why. Because you're terrifying.
I'm the nicest guy in the fucking
you're
world.
Still terrifying.
I like that
terrifying.
You went up this high to explain it. What the fuck? First of all, go fuck yourselves.
Oh, there
I'm
it
not
is.
Terrifying.
That's real Bobby.
Hang on.
Bobby doesn't think he's a bully, which is hilarious.
I'm not a fucking bully. You're a nerd bully.
Which I'm neither of those things.
You just called him a nerd. That's what bullies do.
No. The new nerd throws around bully to make fucking guys like me, blue collar guys, feel bad.
Don't
white collar?
Yeah, what are you, Bruce Springsteen?
You both fuck. First of all, you're both in your late 20s with backpacks. Get over it.
I'm 32 and I got a backpack because I'm partially
retarded. You're wearing a
retarded.
Fucking Tigger. What the fuck
That's
is that?
That's Calvin and Hobbes. Respect it.
Who's a fucking angry, scary guy now?
You got a front pack.
That's bullshit, man. Lauren.
That was a good one.
Lauren, you said I look good. Huh?
You look like a mafia boss, and Lauren's your wife because you threatened to kill her brother.
Yeah.
All right, we have in the reserve chair over there. I would like to say hi to a very famous person. Give it up for Keith the Cop, everybody.
Yeah.
Keith the Cop. On his face. Look at him. There he is. No,
yeah.
Anthony Cumia, everybody. Give it up for
yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah. Come to loose. It's like Disney's fucking, Adventurers Club in here.
Wow. Welcome to the spooky ride of You Know What, Dude.
You're lucky Dan helped you with that one, huh?
Yeah, thank God, right?
Jesus. I'll see you in November.
Shut
Anthony.
Up, bully.
I'm not a fucking bully. You fucking, you people throw that word around.
As he's yelling at the crowd.
First of all, fuck you. I'll bully you. People really throw that fucking word around, that word bully.
The B word?
Yeah, the B word. And to a fucking guy like me, a blue collar guy from Boston.
You are not.
I like the idea that you can't be blue collar and bully.
Yeah.
Those are two
Dude,
different things.
I was bullied when I was a kid. I was bullied.
That's what happens to people that were bullied. They become bullies.
That's not a fact.
That's, yeah, no, but it's pretty close to a fact.
First of all, name one time I bullied you.
Oh, God, there's been so many terrifying
calls. Name one.
Can I also answer?
Yes, you can.
Well, this evening I had a paid comedy spot scheduled.
This is a paid spot?
An additional.
This pays more.
I called Robert, yes. Patrick Kelly, and said, hey...
It's Donlan Kelly for SAG.
What? I was like, "Is what time will we be done? Because I got another set. And then Bobby was like, you better fucking cancel it, you fucking douche. I'll cut your dick off and shove it in your eye.
That is... First of all, that's fucking fabrication.
That sounds almost word for word.
You weren't even on the fucking phone.
No, but Joe told me right after.
I made up the part about shoving the dick in the eye. But the rest is true.
Okay, I tell Joe and Dan, I say, I got this big live event we're going to do.
Yeah.
I say, you guys in?
Yeah.
And I make sure that you two, out of all the people, that you two could fucking be there, right? Because I want to do, you understand that these two guys, especially Dan and then Joe, became the regulars on my show. It was just us for a long time. And I wanted you guys to be on it. And then you call me today, you two fucking just... I got to do 9 spots a night.
Well, we're blue collar.
We're the working men of comedy. Dusty jeans and calloused hands.
First of all, this is fucking my show.
Well.
And now you're calling me a bully.
I'm not calling you a bully.
You wear the white construction hat. You're the foreman. We're yellow hat guys.
I'll take fucking, yeah, but that's a different thing than bully. And I didn't say that to you. I said, you call me up and say, I got another spot. What time's this thing done?
I didn't say it like
that. Then he goes like this, fatso.
What?
He said that?
I said it under my breath.
I'm not a fucking bully, okay? That's bullshit. And speaking of the people that we've had on the show for a long time, I brought somebody else. We have a very special guest that came in for the show. So let's give it up right now for the first special guest of the evening, Kelly Festuca, everybody. Whoa! Kelly Festuca! Everybody rise, please, for the national anthem of Australia.
That's please. A criminal song.
Please,
I will
up.
Not stand.
Anthony, you can stay down.
Anthony, I'm with you. God bless America.
I don't know the words. We're a place
it's cool cause
underneath Russia.
We like things like boomerangs.
Give it up for Kelly Festuca. Who wants Australian chocolate, anybody?
Yes. For later.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, these are so good.
For later. That was mine for later.
Oh, boy.
Hi. Did
you smack someone in the head with a chocolate?
He's a candy
no,
joke.
The fucking chunky guy snagged it out of the air like a seal in front of the skinny white Dutch kid.
We feed
wow. Yeah. Fucking reflexes.
It's real
he
chocolate.
Was looking that way. He felt chocolate in the air. Snacks it out. Vampire reflexes. What the fuck was that? Did you hear that? What's up, Festuca?
Hi, mate. How you
you're
doing?
Good. Holy shit, your tits are huge.
I know. I put on a little
Yeah, you got
weight.
Old black lady church tit.
Finally.
He's here.
Only one of them's a good one, so don't worry. It's fine.
Oh,
yeah,
they're
hi,
both
mate.
Great.
Oh, yeah, you have one of your breasts is bigger than the other
yeah,
one, right?
Yeah, that's old Picasso tits for Festuca.
All women have one breast larger than
the other. Yeah, but hers are really...
Club tit. I got club
that wasn't me. That's too mean.
That one's way bigger than that one, right?
I think you look great.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah now, have you ever seen her titties?
Have I?
You're not under oath, Dan.
No, he hasn't. He may have felt it.
You're good, buddy.
Hey, mate.
Have you seen? You've seen them.
I've got. You got. No,
there was some heavy drinking years there.
You've seen Kelly's titties?
No, he hasn't.
Then no, I haven't.
He didn't.
Kelly, fuck you.
You got
all
lipstick
right, now look
on
it.
You.
Here's what's that?
I put lipstick on the other side.
Oh, fucking
in the photos. Just in the photos. Hey, guys.
All right, listen, now you're, look, you're in Australia, you're not on the show anymore, you know, sexy Kelly fucking
Joe,
replaced
Joe
you.
Pumped. You son of a bitch.
I was stretching.
What guys on the show did you bang?
Nobody. I've never fucked a comic, Barbie.
Yo. So you fucked Scopo then?
Oh my God. Jesus.
I'm kidding. Jesus.
Oh my God.
We can't do shows at a club. I feel bad. I'm zinging them and there's a booker here.
Where's there a booker? There's no bookers
booked.
Here.
That's
I know,
fine.
I'm kidding.
You guys never hooked up?
We
no.
made out. Drunkenly, what? Drunkenly made out.
You guys made out.
Yeah.
At a cabin bar.
Where the club was?
We've spoken about this show? Before. And he definitely got some like over the sweater action, but nothing
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
So you grabbed...
I was all boned up in my Levi's.
You did a Danny Zuko.
I was like, let's go in the bathroom.
You took her in a bath.
No, I tried. She
I'm a
go.
Fucking bully.
That's classic.
I'm not a bully. I am sensual.
So you took Kelly. You started making out with Kelly.
Yeah.
Who made the first
move? He's not very good when he's drunk at closing the deal. You
all
know
right.
what I mean?
Oh, boy.
Kelly wanted some
now.
Dick. So who made the first move?
I can't remember. I was pretty hammered.
You made the first move on Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, what you move and you start kissing?
Yeah, dude.
What's your move?
Do you want me to fucking Red Shoe Diaries this? Or?
Do you move on me?
It was a misty evening. I had had 7 shots of Jameson and about 15 Bud Lights. I approached from the 4 o'clock, knowing I could stun her into a deep tongue kiss.
I think he did a voice for me. I think he like
yeah, yeah. That's how I get
and
them
I
all
like,
going.
And it happened. So that's
like,
it.
Like silly, silly voices. Then I'm like, let me put me inside you.
I miss this.
Yeah. I forgot how supportive her vibe is. Yeah, you really do. You have fun stepmom energy.
Yeah. You can do it.
You're like, yeah, you know, what keep you going, buddy.
So you start kissing.
Yeah.
Oh God, this
I just want to know.
I start doing.
Because you never told me when you guys were together. We were like a family.
And then
you never told me. But now this is me finding out that you guys actually fucked around.
We didn't fuck around. We made out, sloppily made out.
And grabbed a titty.
And I grabbed a titty, and I did like an air hump like dogs do when
Maybe.
They're trying to fuck a human.
You tried to use your dick on the outside to get her wet.
I was like, you want to put it on here?
I'm like, what is he doing?
Yeah. Isn't that funny, though, that we really try to fuck you with clothes on to get your, like, think that's just going to get your pussy
yeah,
wet?
Yeah, like this,
huh? It works.
Does it work?
Oh. It totally
oh,
yeah.
Kelly jumping in with her Australian logic.
Oh, yeah. My dingy gets soaking wet. You rub your nimbly on me jeans. Oh, yeah. We call that a Paul Hogan.
That's the name of the show.
That's a breakthrough performance.
So,
oh my
Kelly,
God, I missed that.
Kelly, Kelly, so Kelly, so you really
yeah,
you get turned on when a dude fucks
oh, yeah,
like
a dry
when
hump.
He when he rubs his hard penis on your.
Yeah, because you guys get harder, we get wetter, and then you just try and...
Only if he's doing it as Randy Savage.
Yeah, yeah, I'm about to rub it all over you. Yeah. Do you guys get sore the way we get sore when we dry hump?
Yeah, like you can get like a rashy.
Like your dick gets rubbed against
like
the zipper?
A chafy bit.
Exactly, Joe.
You get a chafy bit, definitely. But like I've had guys sometimes trying to hump me too hard with jeans on because they're just ridiculous and don't know what they're doing, right? Okay. But like it's just it's terrible. And afterwards I'm like, I'm bruised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like?
I'm bruised.
We'll use his hat as the bomb bandana.
I don't know why. I thought that gave good insight.
So your vagina gets rubbed raw.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets sore.
Really?
Like
now,
a
when he was doing it, you just did one pump and that's
but I wasn't
it?
Connecting.
I think I fell over a gutter because he's so tall.
Over a gutter?
Like,
how do you fall over
yeah,
a
gutter?
Yeah,
Kelly just called me gutter trash.
No. Because I'm pretty sure he was like down the step and I was on top of the step because he was too tall. And then both drunk, just like I can't.
Which we probably thought was charming.
Yeah.
We're like, look, I'll stand down for you.
Bobby, our other special guest had to cancel.
Oh, no.
Really?
He just texted me.
Oh, shit, really?
Well, let's back it up, everybody.
Well, we had Dennis Leary was going to come in.
What?
Yeah. Well... fuck is that?
Someone stop the damn podcast. He's wearing his Legion of Skank shirt. He's a real ass dude. Someone stop the damn podcast.
Yeah. Don't hurt people with sausages, you fucking savage. Louis J. Gomez, everybody.
Oh,
give it up for the real ass dude.
God, I really, really hoped he canceled. I was so fucking pumped.
Take the mask off.
No, don't take it off.
No, I'm not taking the mask off. It'll make Bobby so furious if I don't take this mask off.
Yeah, because all your words will be muffled like an idiot.
They already are.
I have a very special surprise for you, Louis.
Oh, you
all right?
And your return to the podcast. There you go, Louis. That's for you. Suck it.
Dude, Louis did first time hooking up. You want to impress him when he's going to the bathroom blowjob.
Like, yeah. Get it back in there.
By the way, why would you send this fucking gorgeous girl to come meet me? It took me everything not to finger her on the walk over here. Everything.
Wait, hold on. Why do you think that's just an option? You're like, I mean, where we're walking, I could toss you a knuckle fuck.
Why can't you dry hump her and fall down the fucking ladder like him and Pelly?
That's my bare minimum. That's my going in for a kiss. If I start fingering. And by the way, they fucking made me a meat and cheese necklace with fishing wire so my neck is sliced up. You fucking jerk offs.
You're like Sabu.
Hey man, that's for you.
It's a good easy.
You look like you love fucking meat and cheese.
Away.
I told Kelly it was Dennis Leary. She got so excited.
Oh, that's why she's all fancied up.
Yeah. She's like, Dennis Leary's gonna hear me on the podcast. He's gonna be like, move here. I'll be like, I can't, Dennis Leary.
Then Louis walked in. She's like, fuck.
Oh man. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You know famous people.
Well, have you guys seen each other? Have you been on any shows since? You were on my show together?
I bumped into her.
Yeah.
Sorry not to.
Jesus, Lewis.
Jesus.
Ah, Lewis.
Lewis scripted his first 10 lines.
Check his phone. Check his phone.
He's like an NFL there. Offensive coordinator.
I had Zach and Miko writing my jokes for this.
Yeah.
We bumped into each other at a comedy show, and it's been pleasant.
We gave each other a hug.
Really? It's been nice?
It's been nice. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
I don't know, because you fucking hated each other for years on my show.
Yeah, like legitimate, palpable hate.
Yeah. Literally, the first 40 minutes of every podcast you were on was what a fucking asshole she was.
I quit smoking cigarettes to stop hearing Kelly bitch about you.
That's not true, Lou.
No, that's completely true.
I don't like... My hands now smell like meat. We probably overdid this bit.
What, the meats?
Yeah, the
meats. No, it was really good.
I don't know why that's a problem. It's not a problem to me. I'd love to smell your hands right now. Why don't you and Kelly give a nice fucking hug and kiss?
Come here, Kelly. Come on.
Get a real kiss, though.
Get a real kiss.
He doesn't have a girlfriend anymore.
Yeah.
Come on, Kelly.
Make out with me.
Just give him a kiss. He's not going to finger you.
This makes you look like you're making the substitute teacher hug the most dangerous student.
Don't cry.
As I walk through the belly of the shadow and death.
Yeah, why don't you go over there and Dangerous Minds real quick, Kelly.
Poetry. All right, don't touch a boob.
All right, here we go. No.
Who wants to see it? Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Don't fucking kiss. Just kiss regular.
Did you bring Kelly's stunt double for the front row? What is this?
More like a stunt triple.
What
not you, hurt. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. I bet you're hot. Oh, fuck.
I hate myself. I love that one, girl.
Just fucking.
I'm sorry.
Give him a kiss. Give him a kiss.
Great.
Yeah. Give him a kiss.
Get in, Lou. He's an excellent lover.
I am an excellent lover. And
don't just suck my neck.
Louis is looking good, man.
Thanks, man.
Well, don't
you guys
get
all
weird
look
about
fucking,
it.
You know, the same.
Thank you. I find consistency to be a very flattering thing.
Well, this is weird. We all used to be on the show together for a long fucking time, and you got famous.
What?
You pretty much.
You're on a billboard.
He hasn't been on the fucking
show. A digital one that changes every 5 seconds.
That's so really good. Yeah. Do you not know? That's great.
In Australia, they give you people for that. You can own land when you're on a billboard.
Dude, you get your own show on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Some people here don't anymore.
Listen, I'm going to go.
Who would have thought that?
What he doesn't know is I was dressed as a black woman that night. Just waiting for an opportunity, like a coiled snake. Remember this voice?
I killed your mother, Nutty!
It's the Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I talk well.
Yeah, give Anthony a mic in case he wants to say something.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, Keith, you hold on to it for him. Well, you're doing fucking fantastic. You got show, you got movies.
No, what? No.
You did a fucking movie.
Yeah, a really bad one. If anyone ever sees it, I'm done.
Dude, I did a movie. I did last night. It's not a kitchen. It's a fucking restaurant.
Pizza. You were super sexy in it, though.
That was last night at Eddie's.
Yeah, that kiss scene?
Yeah. That's at the end. You want me to redo it?
I'd love to.
All right, ready?
Are you asking me to do it?
No, I'm going to do it to you. You'll be the girl, I'll be the guy.
Yeah, you gotta make out.
Ready?
Welcome to every daydream I've had for the last 3 years.
All right, you gotta look at me. Ready? Look at me.
This had Dan Soderbergh on the show originally.
Yeah.
Would you have?
It's a casting couch podcast. It's the episode you never heard called Scared Waiter.
Ready?
I'm in it. All right. What's my motivation besides catching this dick?
Ready? The motivation is I left. I fucking left you. Last time, you loved me, but I took off on my motorcycle. But now I'm back.
God damn.
Right?
You pulled up the sticker.
And now it's like, but you left last time. Well, how can I trust you?
Okay. Ready? You left last time.
But you say that.
You left last time. How can I trust you?
Oh, shit.
Allison.
Yeah?
I loved you. And I always will.
You should probably go grab
Suck! It's too long! Too long!
Oh my god.
I get it.
Oh too long! God.
I get it.
That was longer than our kiss. What are you doing?
Wow, Dan Soda's little whiskers fucking get your dick hard. I get it now. I never got it before.
It was like being embraced by a cloud of seduction that was made of skin and pure desire.
Yeah, if I did that with Joe, I would have missed and hit his cheek.
Joe's silent.
Because he's got a small mouth. Get it? His little baby.
That was a terrible, terrible sight.
Kelly, you let them gay kiss before you kiss me on the mouth?
Yep.
That is bullshit.
I'm 40 times hotter than Kelly right now. This is ridiculous.
I think Lewis Kelly looks hottest. Good fat.
What?
I mean, I didn't know we were dropping the F-bomb.
I think Kelly looks good with weight on. I think you look great.
And it doesn't matter. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I appreciate it. I've had more people text me about or write to me about Lewis now that he's single because they're like, finally, you guys can fuck.
Yeah?
Because it's all, they always have sexual tension. It wasn't, but anyway. So.
I think it was. I think it was too.
Really?
I think it was absolute sexual tension.
I think it was.
Damn.
Like, me and Dan's, it's over now.
Yeah,
we
that
just
was
took
done.
Care of it.
We just let it
I
go.
I wanted to fuck this twink since there. I met him.
Oh, that's why I used to butt wiggle every time I come in the studio.
Now I don't have to be a. Now I don't have to bully you anymore.
You guys can just be friends. It's all out of the way.
It was like like the ghost whisperer when they set ghosts free. That was like a gay whisperer.
Yeah, I'm not editing this out of the video. This is live streaming right now too.
Cool.
It's gonna ruin your career.
Why would it? It's not the 20s.
He was caught kissing a man. Now he can't work in Hollywood. Every other gay man works.
He should have done that before his first SNL audition. That would have got him on the show.
Oh, you're right, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. Way to bring it up that I didn't get
that
it twice.
Real.
Sorry.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Well, you auditioned for SNL twice?
Yeah.
And you didn't get it twice?
Yeah. Pretty backward.
But you're here.
Yeah.
Did I get a billboard?
Yeah. Yeah, live from New York, it's Monday night.
Ah, the truth.
The truth in the back sniping.
Yeah.
That's fun. I mean, that's fucked up that you did it twice. I did it once, too.
You did?
I sent in a tape. Oh. I never got... You got in front of Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did that.
Shit.
I didn't even get past the person that looks at the tapes to pass them to the person that looks at the tapes.
You did what everyone could do.
Yeah.
Like anybody in the room could do what you did.
Bobby mailed the tape to the GE building.
So, Dad! Dad, give this to Lauren, Dad.
What impressions did you do, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. Because you got to do three.
Yeah, all right.
I want to know more.
All right, I'm going to do
this.
I want to know.
All right, all right. So bad, he told us this.
This will be good.
All right, I did.
He did the bully radio host.
King Kong Bundy.
And Brando from Apocalypse Now. it Kurtz.
Colonel Kurtz.
He's pretty good.
He's cocksuckers.
I could tell he wanted an honorable death. Soldier's death.
These guys don't even know what the fuck's going on. I'm going to join Anthony Cumia be his fucking co-host. Two fucking white guys talking about black dudes. Artie Fuqua. No, what's his name? Artie Lang. I did. Okay, ready?
Yeah, you just took a sip of water like you're going to fucking nail this.
I did. You have to do originals.
Yeah.
And you have to do, when you audition for SNL, you have to do three...
Originals. Three celebrity impressions.
It was two celebrity impressions when I did.
Well, you know, times are harder now.
So I did, for my celebrity impressions, I did Joe Pesci.
Okay. The fuck kind of people are they?
All right.
That's
fucking
good.
The fucking guy comes on my show, calls me a fucking bully. Fuck him, the fucking queer. That's a little fucking mouth. I'll stick my dick in it, for God's sakes.
That just sounds like you with gas.
Like he took helium?
Then I did Christopher Walken.
Oh, original.
It was fucking 15 years ago.
You and every dentist. Hey, I saw this impression. I think I can pick it up.
You did shitty impressions. Hang on. That's I did it good. I was like, Bobby, why?
All right. I'm going to stop you there, Robert. No thanks. I've seen it and I'm not buying.
All right. So then I had original ones. The only one I can remember, and this is...
Yes.
I swear to God, this is the only one I can remember. It was... I don't know if I should do this.
Yes, you absolutely should.
I don't know if I can do it.
You just met out with Dan. You should do it.
I mean, we're high on love.
It's really bad. This is going to haunt me.
Haunt? Wow, what a great audience. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? He says audience just like Jimmy from South Park.
He
no
does.
One else has noticed that?
Yes. I fucking do. I know.
Yes.
I
say, wow, what a great audience.
I say audience.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
All right, ready? I did. I like Dan's on fire tonight.
Yeah. Training him. I went for the live.
He hasn't been on in fucking 10 months. He's on fire.
I've just been like a beautiful mind in a fucking shed.
Lewis didn't do coke tonight, so he's just quiet. Can we get him a drink, please?
Can I have some coke,
he's
please?
He's got a drink.
Yeah, what the fuck? I thought you were going to smack her on the head with a sausage. You walked on and just went, hey. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
This is my original character. One of them, the only one I remember, is Helga Sockwater from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Oh, nice.
Good backstory.
I'm going to do it. Bobby. Bobby, these fucking cocksuckers are coming here out of nowhere. I live in Chelsea. You live in Everett. You don't come to my town and go fishing in my part of the river and get your mullet fish. It's the cousin of the gefilte.
That's where they stopped the tape. And then threw it out of 30 Rock.
First of all,
like
it's
Jazzy
SNL.
Jeff in Fresh Prince.
Your first words were fucking Quacksucker. Yeah. I can't say that on NBC.
He knows this is on network television, right?
You fucking cunt.
You fucking classless cunt.
Can't use any of them.
I didn't say I tried. What the fuck? What did you do? What was your original character?
I did dumb characters.
Let a guy without it. A flat face.
Buzzing.
I like that Lewis has clearly never sat at this angle and showed her.
It's unbelievable, dude. It looks like a fucking a book.
You know what a book looks like?
Yeah. I think you're just giving up the fact that you're illiterate.
What?
Joe was waiting for that.
Somebody had a son.
That was the best alley-oop I've ever seen.
Evidently, your face looks like a picture book.
Someone had a son. Shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah, and stop posting pictures, Instagrams of your son.
What did I do? What?
You're fucking every day, you're fucking illegal getting more followers through your son's cuteness.
That's bullshit, Bobby.
I'll just say this. I feel like I'm really a part of James's life because of those videos.
You too many photos of your son.
I read a thing that says people only post pictures of what they love.
Aww. Ah, that's Lewis's serial killer ability.
Yeah. Fall for that. You're gonna find her in a trunk.
That was his Buffalo Bill. Like, you mind helping me get this couch to the man? Oh, but I broke my arm. What are you, a size 38?
Dude, I get why Dan left this show. He is great.
He really is.
He's fucking unbelievable,
He should be on fucking Sirius Satellite Radio.
He should be on SNL. What the fuck happened?
I wasn't cute enough.
I want to hear, what's your celebrity impression?
What's
your
celebrity
that first.
Impression?
I did Sam Elliott. I did Sam Elliott doing like a...
Who was your celebrity?
And by the way, this is why he's already better than you. He put his celebrity impression
why did you,
into...
Who said he's better than me?
He's better than you.
I never said that.
His impression. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because he's putting a celebrity into a situation as opposed to just fucking, the fucking normal thing.
I did mine. I did the situation.
There was no situation, dude.
Yeah, it was. Joe Pesci was ordering ice cream.
The fuck? You got no fucking cherry?
You were ordering ice cream, and then your Joe Pesci impression happened to come into the mix.
Yeah, that wasn't a situation.
It was a situation. There was no cherry ice cream. He likes the fucking cherry ice cream. That's my Paul Verzi, too. What the fuck?
I still think you're swearing too much.
What, in the show?
For NBC.
I didn't swear in the thing.
Oh,
I did
see.
It clean. Yeah, I'm doing it now just to pump it up.
Yeah.
So let me hear the Sam Elliott.
I was like, it was about, it was a Coors Light commercial for transgender surgery.
Wow.
Why did you come up with that?
Yeah. If you're on this earth and you feel like God gave you the wrong parts, well, you can go to Trinidad, Colorado. We're up there. They turn innies into outies and outies into innies.
Fucking what?
Shit.
What?
It was like that.
They didn't fucking hire you.
They didn't.
Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
All right, what's your other one? What's the next one?
I did Javier Bardem talking.
Who the fuck does him?
Javier Bardem is a actor, and I say that the reason my voice is a solo is my penis is so big, it pulls my vocal cords, making my voice very deep.
How's he going to tell me? What's the third one?
What the fuck did Pete Davidson say?
Nothing. It's just funny you should ask that, Lewis.
He just smoked a joint and high-fived Lorne Michaels.
Oh, man, I'm fucking cool.
Come on out, Pete.
No, he had a good set. I saw a set. It was good.
What did you? What was it? What was the third one you did?
I did. I did Macho Man explaining Stand Your Ground.
So well thought out, man. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Bobby, your impressions fucking stink. You're a stink.
First of all, I tried. You didn't even fucking try.
I'll try. We'll all try after this.
Yeah. Good. We'll fucking do
it. It'll be an SNL off.
Do it right now. I want to hear this one.
I want to hear
this. This is really good shit.
Thank you.
What is it? Tell me.
What? The Macho Man?
Yeah, do it.
I had the Supreme Court definition of it memorized.
It was for Florida. Where was
Anthony?
Kumia, what do you got?
Oh, shit.
Fucking Joe.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yes.
Oh.
These are real people.
Fuck, I got to read the definition because it was like...
Right, go ahead, Joe.
Any person, yeah, I'm talking about any person. May justifiably, yeah, within the means of the law, have a right for self-defense. God. Yeah, I'm talking about anything, an elbow, a chair.
Oh my
In
God.
Order for self... Yeah, I can't
You can't
find
do the finger.
It.
Keep going, you got
I forgot
it.
What it was. I'm looking for it.
Was that another character?
No. And then I did another one. An original character I did was a 1960s Alabama football recruiter who's too honest.
All right, go ahead.
Trying to get a black
student. Anthony should love this one, too. Not that honest.
Yeah. But it was just like, now, you come to the University of Alabama, and we are going to win some titles. That being said, there are going to be a lot of people that do not like you. You are going to have to run more so off the field than on the field.
How the fuck did you not get this?
How did you not? What the fuck?
I didn't even.
He's tall, he's handsome. Like,
hey, kid.
You really are really talented.
Thanks. This is kind of making up for my dad being dead, but.
Lewis, your dad, I know, he's dead.
I've got nothing.
But you got muscles.
What?
Thanks, buddy.
I'm trying to make him feel better.
Because he has muscles?
His dad died, and he was like, my gift to you is a body. But then Lewis is like, I can feel it. Daddy, I'm getting stronger. And that's how he became regular size Lewis. It's like Pokemon.
Yeah.
He went from baby Lewis to like a dad.
You look great.
Thanks, Kel.
Thanks, Kel. You do look great, and I'm sorry your father's dead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry your mother's dead, too.
Bud.
I thought about this. If he was alive, I probably wouldn't be on this stage here right now. You know,
you'd probably be at a fucking Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be driving the getaway car. Lewis, I told you, I go in.
My father's a beaner from Southern California.
Yeah, no, why is his father Carlos Mencia? Yeah, is that...
You guys want to get inside my mind? You don't want that, fuckers.
Yeah. Sonar's impression was not a Puerto Rican man from New Jersey.
I have my weaknesses, Lewis. East Coast Latinas. I'm incapable of replicating their speech patterns.
It's funner doing a Mexican than it is a Puerto Rican.
Way better.
Cholo Gomez?
Hey, Luis. It's me, your dad, Sleepy Gomez.
Hey, vato, make me some eggs.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Joker.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
That guy can stab people.
La Bamba.
How is your...
Joe, are you getting paid for the as little words as possible on this show? He only says like one word every 8 minutes, and it's hilarious.
And then followed by a huge laugh. What are you doing? Yeah. Are you doing the exact opposite? You've had nothing but flat tires since you've been here. SNL. You sound like fucking the Looney Tunes douche.
That's all, folks.
What are you doing? The least amount of words with huge punchlines?
I was trying to compliment him. That's how fucked up that was.
Oh, I'm sorry. You look great.
Oh, fucking.
I want to compliment you. That bit about your dad being dead is hilarious. that Bob and Dan did.
Oh, shit.
I knew this was going to be fun. I didn't know this was going to be this much fun.
I know. It's hard to know with Kelly around. Jeez, don't look at me like that.
Joe, your parents are still alive.
Yeah, my dad has a mustache and everything.
Dude, it's great. Your dad's also awesome at pool.
How about, he's very good at pool. We told it before, though, but the story with Lewis and my parents is really
What is
hilarious.
It? It's great.
Oh, I don't know if I know these.
I don't know it.
Hold on. Scopo, would you shut up?
Yeah. Will you please fix that thing?
No.
It's bugging me.
I love it.
Just do the hair. Just put it in with the rest.
And I wanna fall in love.
By the way, good call not having Deepu here. That was good. That was big.
He's right.
Yo, DJ Deepu.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's
Yo,
up,
DJ Deepu, hit that shit.
Oh, fuck.
Bam, bam, bam.
Hanya, hanya, hanya.
Deepu's running the video from up there. We're live streaming right on the cameras over there. Over there. This is going on the internet
now. Oh, I cannot leave command control. If I do, the element will be down.
I really should have gone like a mouse head to wear.
Oh, that would have been like Dead Mouse? That would have been awesome. Yeah.
We have some chat room if you want.
Well, all right. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
People in the chat. Go ahead.
Probably talking about the kiss.
Oh, yeah. Mick Calvi says, I can't get the picture of Bob kissing Dan out of my head.
Well, don't. Jerk off to it.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Yeah. What did Winston Churchill say when going through hell, just keep going?
He said it was like watching a walrus eat a cod.
I have been watching my diet. It's been mostly fish, so I appreciate that.
Ask him if he wouldn't mind taking Lewis's seat.
Hang on real quick. Everybody, Gnome, the owner.
The landlord.
Gnome, flashlight him. We don't have enough money for a spotlight, so we have a hot chick with a flashlight. That's Gnome. He owns everything, and he's the one who let us do this here tonight. How you doing, Gnome, owner of everything?
This is fantastic, huh?
Yeah. All right, turn the flashlight off. Go back to the chat.
He's a numbers guy.
Yeah, now we know why you own it. Thank God you don't perform at it. What?
The money, I mean, it's
a
vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we were talking money, you asshole. We know we made
That would have been great, Gnome, if you stopped by to go, this is very profitable.
Yeah. Where's the books?
Yeah.
Tuesdays with stories, folks.
Yeah. We got Anthony Kumi who could do his show here. Oh, that made you stop in your tracks, didn't it? Well, I don't know if I need that press.
Lewis can work outside as a bouncer.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Good night. Are we done?
I drove all the way down just to look at it, and I'm going back home.
Just to look at it.
Just to look at
really.
It.
Really? Okay, buddy. Well, thank you, everybody. Give it up for the owner of all. Thank you, Gnome.
Thank you, Gnome.
What else we got in the chat, Deepu?
Randy Oswald says, what's up with Bobby's Mr. Rogers sweater?
Dude, they're not
trying to be less intimidating. With all black, and I'm wearing a sweater.
You're 5 foot seven and 280 pounds. Nobody's afraid of you.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Louis, apparently, and maybe you'll be on my side on this, these two fucking nerds called me a bully.
I am afraid of Bobby.
He's afraid of me.
Oh, you're a bully, but you're still 5 foot seven and 280 pounds.
Wow.
You know who says that? That's bully on bully action. Yeah. I bet when you guys came here tonight, you didn't think you were going to see bully on bully action.
My favorite category of porn.
Yeah. You're stupid. You're stupid.
What else you got in the chat room?
Oh, fuck me.
You're stupid.
Suck my dick and I will make you do my homework.
Yeah.
You're stupid. You're stupid. I guarantee you when I ask Scobo, what was that thing he said? I don't know.
I was practicing on that one piece of hair in front of my face.
What do you got, Deepu?
George's 902 says, did Kelly eat an everlasting gobstopper?
Yeah,
good reference.
That was good. I fucked everyone in this room. I'm with that guy.
I don't get it. I flipped the line. Too.
I got big too, so Kelly got a little more weight, but I think it looks good on you, Bubba.
It doesn't bother me. I'm fine with it.
Right. What is a gobstopper?
It's a candy.
He fucked up. What else you got?
Tyson Frazier says Kelly wants to suck Soder so bad.
Again.
Did you?
Dude,
like
that guy wrote that one wearing a robe. That guy like had it a little dry. He's just rubbing on it. He's like,
What if I can make two of them fuck by typing it?
That's incorrect. I think there's more sexual tension between me and Lou than me and Dan.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
yeah, because you guys already relieved it like 40 times when you first got on the show.
They said they've all, first of all, Louis, they've only kissed one time.
They fucked and they sucked a bunch.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why didn't we email
These are
Lewis?
Live people.
It's true.
They did not fuck. They kissed. No.
They fucked and they sucked a
what
bunch.
What did you do?
What the fuck are what? You talking about?
Dan, did you not fucking suck, Kelly?
Did I not fucking suck?
You heard me the fucking eight times that I said it.
I did not.
He repeated the question. I've watched cop shows before.
Where's Bob going?
Bobby's going to get wings.
I did go.
Bob, come back. We need you. Don't let Lewis direct any conversation. Stomp on him.
We want you. We don't, I mean, need is a big what? Word. I think want.
Why the fuck what? Would you say that?
The truth?
It's not the truth.
Did you I'm not, the truth.
Did you not Did you not fucking suck Kelly?
I did not. Why do you keep saying it like
why
it's
do you have to
deal?
Say suck?
What's I don't
just
even
say
it.
Fuck. We I'm, get the rest.
I'm saying it like a hooker in Amsterdam.
Yeah. You want fucking, fucking suck? Fucking suck? You want me fucking suck?
No, I didn't.
You guys kissed, that's it.
Yes.
Right?
We kissed.
Look at me. Swear to.
We kissed too.
Look at me.
Hold on. You went just as far with Bobby Kelly that you went with Kelly.
Boom. I'm working my way down the line. If you watch this guy's special, you know I've already had my hand in his butt.
Did it kind of feel the same when you put your arms around them?
Oh, Jesus, Liz.
Whatever. They want all they want. Kelly's fat. I stand by it.
What is it? Kelly's fat, you stand by it. This is mean.
Yeah, that's, that's not like an opinion.
My life
it's a fact, you're right.
Oh, Jesus. Lewis, you made me walk into that one. I just want to step back and I want to thank Kelly for bringing chocolates.
Fucking corporate Dan, I hate him.
I love it.
Chocolate's an enthusiasm.
I love chocolate.
Kelly, are you moving back here or not?
Yeah, I'm here till the end of the year.
I don't think that's a question for her as much as it is the U.S. government.
Yeah. Don't talk about it.
Look at you,
guys, guys, I'm ready to come back.
I think if you make $0, they don't notice.
I'm here till Christmas, yes.
You're here till Christmas now?
Yeah, I changed my flight.
So I'll get my
leave it tomorrow.
Yeah, not anymore. That was my little surprise for you. I want to say at the end of the year. Yay.
That was a surprise you got for me?
And that's the way you fucking unveiled it?
Yeah.
It's the shittiest unveiling of a surprise ever.
Yeah, well.
Casually in conversation under your breath.
Number two is you taking that mask off.
Joe is all over you.
Fucking
where
Joe.
The fuck did this come from,
like
Joe?
Right on rice, man. He's...
I posted on Facebook to watch your shitty special. Go fuck yourself.
It's a great special. I watched it this morning.
I got to watch it, but it was probably good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, your special was on last night, right?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night, your special half hour?
Yeah.
Is that, well,
Go. You can
thank you, those two. Can't appreciate it.
Can you download it on iTunes?
I don't know.
I think you might be able to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
Obviously, they're not interested in watching
it. Joe List's new manager.
I wish when I first met you, I was your manager.
Oh, man, that would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been. I would have made so much more money in the last
you been like
years.
Classic. What are you on TV?
Enough from Saturday Night Live.
I'm on TV. I am.
Why
on
you got to bring that up again, Pastuca?
You should have got it. You should have got it.
I thought we had an unspoken rule. I don't bring up the weight. You don't bring up SNL. Fucking denying me.
Sorry.
I honest to God, the fact that you didn't get SNL on those three characters is ridiculous to me.
That's all right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have got it.
Thanks, man.
Didn't you do another one you told me about?
Yeah,
Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, yeah, that was this year.
What
I did
that?
Another audition.
What was that one?
He wore a t-shirt with no pants.
Yeah. I did...
How that doesn't kill, I have no
that
idea.
That was amazing.
I mean, that's...
I loved it.
I'm talking these folks.
They're enjoying it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
What was it?
I'm holding in all my laughter for Joe List jokes for the rest of the show.
You should.
Yeah.
What was it?
I did Winnie the Pooh at AA.
Can I hear it? Because here's the thing. I have a kid now, and he watches Winnie the Pooh all the time.
My name is Winford, and I'm addicted to honey.
He sounds like Edgar.
I've been down some dark roads. Last time I saw Christopher Robin, I was outside of his house in a shirt. He
said, go home, you silly old bear.
Fucking amazing.
I said, fucking hell.
How the fuck did he get that?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
It's so unbelievable.
Sit down.
How the fuck did you not get SNL?
I didn't play the guitar. Oh, not too real. Not too real. All right.
I don't know who that's against, but it's somebody.
Yeah, I didn't go.
It's great to be here.
How do you fucking know? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like
he's like a cameraman who was there.
Yeah, he's got key grip energy.
He's got grip, yeah.
And he's got young gold prospect face.
Those heels have gold in them.
What's that?
I have a right-handed key grip.
Are you really? Good for you.
No.
Oh, jerk off. Was that an offer? You saw what I'm willing to do with Robert. Yeah.
Never mind him.
If you can get me in front of Lauren, I'll jerk you off. No, I will.
Yeah, dude, that's ridiculous that you get on. Unfucking believable. Yeah. And it's ridiculous how talented you've become.
Yeah, I was a real hunk of shit when you first took me on.
Well, you were funny, but you weren't as funny as you are now.
Yeah.
I mean, you were funny, but
I killed a feature in Orlando and took all of his jokes. What if that was real?
Well, you're still not perfect.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
It's funny how all of you, most of you, have really stepped up your game since I met you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because Bobby, stop trying to take credit for our success.
Yeah. Is this the bullying joke?
I wasn't going to say because I'm afraid of him, but thank you, Kelly.
And by the way, he cannot be talking about Kelly. She moved to another country.
So?
I'm serious. Like you, Joe, have really gotten better.
Giannis is doing big things.
Giannis. Lewis, you've gotten good.
And I opened for Lewis this weekend.
See?
Where'd you open?
What town?
Oh, my
Poughkeepsie.
God.
Yeah, what town?
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie? Oh, nice. What club?
Laugh It Up Comedy Club.
Laugh It Up?
And yeah. They laughed it up. I'll tell you that right now.
Wait, was that an insult or a compliment?
No, it was good. We did well this weekend.
Oh, Scopo.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's like the pressure of just being pointed out and being like,
Lewis,
speak.
I'm
like
totally trying to help you, and it made.
I know.
It,
can I you stop? Like can you distance yourself from me right now?
Yeah.
I got nervous.
That was
you
great.
Not fucking put me in the.
Oh, and did they laugh it up? Did they?
That was like that was like a Colin Quinn, but not ironic. Oh, they laughed it up. And you're like, how so? I just generally they kind of laughed a little bit.
Everyone had great sets. You know, they really laughed it up.
I was being real.
It's good. Still got great hair, though.
You and Scopo have the same hair with different hairstyles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
I love that you're swinging.
I'm trying, guys.
Hey, so you're in Poughkeepsie. You had a good show?
We had good shows, yeah.
That's good, man. Yeah, man.
You're from Poughkeepsie area, right?
Nope.
It's from Nyack.
Nope. No, like an hour and a half away.
We're from Nyack.
I'm from West Avastra.
Where?
It's like 20 minutes from Nyack.
How far from Poughkeepsie?
Like an hour and 20 minutes.
This sounds like an old-timey joke.
How do you get from Poughkeepsie to Nyack? I'll tell you this.
I don't know.
You laugh it up.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I worked laughing all the way this weekend. It's a made-up.
I love jokes. Right, well. I love Joe jokes when it takes a minute to get it.
Yeah.
And then he looks at you and his fucking chin goes away.
It jumps onto yours.
Fucking Joe! Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire.
Thank you.
Joe's on wow.
Yeah, that was a highlight.
Who's bullying who?
No, but it is true that you guys, I mean, I met you when you waited tables, you were a fucking alcoholic, you were a fat guy in a coat.
Dude, that's the best
what
description
was Lewis?
Of Lewis.
Remember, Lewis would scare the shit out of me. I'm not even kidding you. I lived on 47th between 9th and 10th, which is a tree-lined building, all brownstones, nice apartments, and then from 10th to 11th, it's hell. It's just apartments with crooked windows from the building leaning.
Lewis,
yeah. You know what I mean? And
it was
that's
like a
where
Tim
Lewis
Burton
lives.
Movie. It was like, yeah. And it was like car garages.
Yep.
And finally a taxi stand.
Yep.
Yes. And then like three or four abandoned buildings.
Can you stop gripping the mic like you're dropping an R&B album? You fucking stop it.
Yeah, we did one of the early editions of Hammer Fisting at that apartment.
Yeah. Scariest fucking place ever.
It looked like a minimal security prison.
Yes. It did. It looked like a juvenile lockup.
Like for violent children.
Yeah, violent. Not like and then he had a door that
went to a kitchen.
Went to a kitchen.
Then a bathroom, then another guy.
Another guy, and then there's a door. And then one day I'm out with my two dogs, Silky Terrier, Shih Tzu mix, Kelpie and Diva. And I'm outside, I see this fucking animal around 40-50 pounds heavier.
No, I was shredded at this time.
Okay.
That was when you first dropped weight.
Yeah. So then shirtless, fucking not running, but fucking Puerto Rican
hot.
Huffing.
It's 104
hot.
Degrees.
Down the street, he's going to murder somebody. I'm like, "What? You're going to kill your roommate, right?"
Yeah. Dude. I was like, dude, I'm gonna go fucking beat up my roommate right now. He's like, dude, don't do it. You're gonna go to jail. I'm like, I'm not going to jail.
Where'd you go?
Jail. It's the reason I have trouble getting into Canada.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, that roommate, he was a sweet guy.
He was the worst. He was a fucking Philly cunt.
I liked him.
What does a Philly cunt mean?
People from Philly, just in general.
Exactly. Whoa, no. You guys be cool.
Jesus.
Guys.
You like Philly?
Yeah, I live in Philly. They're the worst band. You guys are the worst band.
Guys, this is
no. Let this happen.
Fight.
You don't like Philly? Why don't you like Philly?
Actually, it goes back to church. I had an asshole pastor's son that I went to church with. He's a fucking Phillies fan. He's the most sorry fucking.
Is this Baltimore versus Philly? That's a real...
Oh.
Dude, what church did you go to? How did you turn out like this?
This sounds like...
Hang on.
Dude, it was a Church of Satan.
This sounds like a shitty city council meeting in Delaware. They're like, nah, those cocksuckers.
You're mad at a whole town because of a fucking pastor's son? The son, not the pastor.
It goes a little bit beyond that, but yeah, pretty much the pastor's son.
Where are you going?
My story's not...
Oh, he's going to go get his Philly friends and beat this guy up.
I guess I am a bully. I just scared the shit out of the guy in the fucking Sesame Street hoodie.
Yeah. You guys just gave him a bladder infection by yelling at him.
I scared him so bad he called the bathroom a washroom.
I'm headed to the loo, please.
I am going to the washroom. What the fuck is a washroom?
Something that you scare people into saying.
I believe it's a bathroom, but that's how they say it in like Canada and Europe.
Thanks for the input. What's that?
I don't have it.
We don't. Someone forgot to bring it over.
But that's like he's like 27 or 28.
Yeah, you can't fuck.
That
with
wasn't
him.
A. It wasn't a. It was a non-joke. That's why it was.
He can never take really a bomb either. Okay. Yeah. Joe doesn't take bombs.
Good Joe. How does it fucking feel?
Guys, I feel like all this energy turned negative.
Well, I got called a fucking relief pitcher screaming at everybody over there.
Guys, on a fucking hell of a playoff run. Yeah.
Can you stop talking? He's not on the podcast. I'm sorry. He's a nice guy, but fuck.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, that first step really
jail
happened.
Again.
Look. Start fucking drilling the guy in the face.
Hey. I fucking love it. We got it on video. Yeah. Fucking love it. Yeah. I'd sell it to the Kumia Network.
And then James would have to go move in with Nate.
Yeah. Fucking hit him.
Yeah, do it. You're doing this kid.
Do it for James.
Save my kid's life.
I'm your bad
name. James will get a house in Nashville instead of the projects in fucking
Trust
Harlem.
Trust me, I've been there. It's gorgeous. Okay. All right. You got greedy.
What did he say?
Something.
Are you a comic?
No, I'm a communist.
No, are you trying to be a comic?
No, I don't want to be a comic. I'm a musician.
Fuck are me. You a musician?
Yes.
What do you play?
Everything.
The skin flute.
You were so happy about that, Lewis.
Oh, Jesus.
Lewis felt that one inside. He's like, I feel warm and bubbly.
I would
I
like
feel
to,
like a bottle of champagne.
I
want
to kick him out just so we can all kick him out. That'd make me happy, wouldn't it? Just
Wait,
the
me?
Fucking boot. No, him.
Oh.
Just get two big black guys to toss his fucking trendy beard fuck face right out the door. Shut up, you yapping asshole. Nobody wants to hear from you. Nobody wants to hear from you. Who wants him out?
Kick him out. Kick him out.
There he is.
Kick him out. Kick him out. Black Bobby Kelly, everyone.
Nah, he'll be good.
I'll take that. He's hot.
It's Bobby Kelly if it was a chocolate bar.
Got greedy again, Lewis.
It's not bad.
He'll be good.
No, he's fine. No, he's fine. He's fine. He's fine. He's fine.
I'm Dude, that's amazing,
We're just playing
though.
Around. We're just playing around. Shut up, you fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, let's get one last line out.
All right, go ahead.
You guys got Ruben Sutter coming after me.
Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you put the gloves on. You fucked.
Boy.
We were kidding. Where's he going? I was kidding. Get him back.
I just imagine him looking at like a set list.
He's an
like,
idiot.
None of those worked.
Where did he go? What the fuck?
This is great. This is great.
First of all, he kicked himself out.
Now I'm gonna
Is that your friend?
I'm gonna get fucking bottled when I leave now because of this.
Oh, he's Dude, not gonna. Well,
stop!
Oh, man. He was like, if Lewis was ever an audience member, that's what Lewis would be like.
I've never seen job, somebody Kel. Kick themselves out of a fucking show.
I like that guy.
I liked him too.
Yeah.
He was spicy. Yeah. He had one of those beards that looked like that magnet thing you played with when a kid with that like blank face.
Yeah, he looked like he had his own whiskey.
Yeah. It's actually not hard to make your own gin.
Yeah. Me and my brother have our own soap company in Brooklyn.
You guys should check out my YouTube videos.
That's not what he sounded like, Dan.
I know.
Yeah, that's not.
That's how I interpreted
him. He was
him.
Terrifying. No. Can we get him back? I feel like he's waiting to throw the Heineken bottle.
He kicked himself out.
That's what scared
he
me about
He actually got up and left. Nobody said, I said, get
Well,
the
no, hold on. We all did chant, kick him out. Don't say nobody.
But we were
it
kidding.
It was 100 people yeah. chanting, I don't kick know him out. And then a black bouncer started walking toward him. And he probably has coke in his pocket.
Putting on gloves.
Everybody's going to walk out here and do this.
That was the definition of mixed signals.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're
kidding. You should leave. You should don't. What are you doing? Don't.
Hey, can we make sure the big black guy's on my side over here?
Bobby's going to get escorted to his car like a pop singer.
Just don't let anyone touch me.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know, the reason why I put this whole thing together with you guys is we did a lot together.
Oh, my God. Are you sick?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
I was just going to...
Jesus Christ. You know,
I can't be... I'm either a bully or too
God
sentimental.
Damn.
I can't
Dude,
win.
Damn
I can't fucking win.
If you have cancer, you don't call me. You tell me in front of these fucking
I don't have,
people.
First of all, I don't have kids.
Yeah, so it could be an episode title. Stage 3.
I don't.
And you know it.
It's a little thick for stage 3. All right.
I don't. Right. I do.
All right, get back to the sentimentality.
I want to do interview shows from now on. Just interview famous people. I'm sick of this. What I'm saying is, first of all, congratulations. Pregnant. Ooh. Oh, thank
oh,
God.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, there was a pause, and I was like, oh, no.
What? She's like, I'm in my Bobby Kelly costume.
How did Kelly get over there?
Congratulations. She's pregnant.
And How did you just pull that out of nowhere?
Because I'm looking at her.
So you just scan the crowd like Terminator? You look to be with child. Are you with child?
Are you with child?
Well, maybe someday when you have a child.
No, that's not going to... I smoke way too much weed.
It's not... It doesn't matter. People who smoke weed can have kids.
Yes, we can. Yeah, but you're Puerto
He's
Rican.
He's on the board!
The flat face thing got a fucking laugh, Joe, okay?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, but then Joe's got a way bigger laugh.
Yeah.
Are you
finally, Dan got one bomb. Thank God.
Nope, there were three people. I felt it. My energy was low, but it was still
and
there.
You fucking sons of bitches, you can't call non-jokes bombs.
What do you, like, you can't just say a joke. It's not a joke when it bombs.
It didn't. It wasn't a joke. He said I was dead. I don't know what he said, but it wasn't a joke.
What did you say?
What's a checks? Oh, check spot?
Well, I'll take over from here.
Kick him out! Kick him out! Kick him out!
No one talks in the kingdom of Robert!
Scopo just had the line of the night. Yeah. Everybody missed it.
Yeah. What was it? Great line. You guys were right over me. Jesus. What was it? I said, I'll take over from here, guys.
I don't know.
Kick him out! Kick him out!
No. His fucking dumb energy ran right over that one.
I want Scopo off the stage. I want him out.
Fuck out, man.
Get him out.
Fuck you. Joe's on my side. He thought that was good.
But you gotta let me repeat it, you dumb. You can't repeat your own good joke.
Who's the bully now?
I'm not a bully.
You just want to get it off of this bully rap.
Well, I'm not a fucking bully. Here's the thing, though. Can I go back to my point on my fucking show?
I just was nervous you were dying.
I mean, he is, but not of cancer.
I don't know why you'd laugh at that. That's mean. Thank you for an O. Thank
Heart disease. You guys get it? Come on.
I might
better than
fun.
A stabbing.
That's how Lewis's dad died. He got stabbed.
You guys bring Gary up and I'm gonna lose my shit.
Your dad died from natural causes, right?
Yeah, if natural causes is drinking a bottle of Bacardi a day.
Did he die of alcoholism?
Yeah, being super fun.
He has Bacardi like a fucking college chick.
He's a Buffett fan.
Yeah, he died of parrotheadism.
Yeah, he did.
All right, get to the sentimental part. I'm excited.
I'm
about
saying
it.
That, you know, we were on the show for a long time together, for over a year. I think all of us, me, you, Kelly, Scopo, and Lewis did the show.
Yeah.
Every Monday or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
For a couple hours a week for all these fucking assholes.
Lovely.
That listened. And, you know, you guys have all went on to do your own thing. You're doing movies and you're doing your comedy and headlining. And Kelly moved back to Australia to do the festivals.
Yep.
And Lewis did 9 other podcasts.
Guys, you can check out November 19th, the premiere of my brand new show with Michael Bisping, UFC fighter.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. SiriusXM.
SiriusXM.
Oh, wow.
He's got legions of skanks.
Cunt.
No, but I meant that seriously. You got a bunch of podcasts.
It'll be on.
I meant that you got good podcasts.
No, dude, you said I had 19 fucking podcasts when you were listing Dan Soder's fucking accomplishments and Joe's.
He's
fucking
way more than you. He's
obviously
done way better.
Okay.
You can hear Lewis's show on Yuck It Up Radio. Presented by the Shuckle Barn.
Dan Soder and the Bonfire was the end of Legion of Skanks, so I've moved on now as well.
How is that possible?
Is Legion of Skanks over?
No.
Emotionally.
It's 2 days at night.
Is it? Is it really fucking?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We're going to give you Will's lamp just to compensate. That's Will Sylvince's lamp he made for the show.
Okay.
It's nice, isn't it?
I haven't been on the show in 4 months. I don't know that joke.
I know. I built it all up for this. Wasn't worth it. I should have just had you on earlier. The mask was cool, but then you took it off and went where. So what happened to you? You used to be fucking edgier.
Yeah, I'm trying to. If I start fucking.
He called 17 people fat tonight. What do you want from
me? Thank you, Scopo. Yeah. Every time I call Kelly fat, everyone's like, oh, why is he doing that? I'm like, all right, dude, I guess she's really
fat.
Because
you're fat shaming.
That's the difference, dude. In 2013, when we started doing the show, I could call her fat left and right, and she was half as fat as she is now. It's unbelievable.
No, because when you make the fat jokes, I was really skinny, so it was a joke.
That was the whole point of it. Your arms were ridiculously fat, but your body was okay.
Is that edgy enough for you fucking people, huh?
Her body's caught up.
What do you want from him?
I don't know if so much edge is more rounded.
I love you, Joe.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm very proud of you guys. I wanted to do one show. We're going to do this live, and you're the crew I wanted on.
You're the best.
Before you guys get too big and you're never going to come back.
Bullshit.
And, well, you.
What?
And
I'll have my assistant on.
So Lewis stays.
Nice.
I want to throw it out to the audience. If anybody has a question they want to ask anybody up here, you guys can just raise your hand and come up to the front right here and use my microphone. Any of you guys have any questions you want to ask any one of these guys or myself, raise your hand right now. All right, I'll see you guys. Thank you for coming. You don't have any fucking questions.
By the way, the Armenian guy that we just kicked out would have like 100 questions right now.
Most notably, where do you live?
What's up?
They said they won't let him back in.
Oh, really?
Hold on, I'll get him back in.
Go get him.
Oh, Jesus.
His bouncer energy would get
a listen, guys.
Wait. Can you keep Lewis out now, too? Yeah.
Lock the door.
Liz, can you not let
Lewis
back in? Oh, shit. Sorry. What's up, dude? What's
go
up? Thanks for coming back on, brother.
Get him. You look...
Maybe we should send someone that somebody from here would recognize.
Oh, shit. Get up here.
Yeah. Oh. You take my mic.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Why'd you come when, sit down?
No, when you kissed Dan Soder, yes. What did Opie's ass taste like?
I haven't been on the show in weeks, and you know it. And by the way, it tastes like a butterscotch.
First of all,
most notably an earthy flavor.
Tastes like Jim Norton's cock. I'm never getting on that show.
That made up for the 50 bombs you had. Now do something to make up for the other 50.
Anthony, you walked up like the fucking drunk guy at the fucking Christmas party. I got a question. What is asshole taste like? Fuck the boss.
That's what fucking fun looks like.
He's got a point.
Yeah,
looks like a blast.
Shit, is he back?
He's back. I got
Yay!
Him back.
Yay!
Forced me to go next door and drink because they wouldn't let me in the fucking bar over here because of you guys.
All right, can you get him out again, please? I fucked up.
Just when you're right back in, they pull you out.
Can you hold on? I want him to confirm the power that I have. How easy was it for me to get you back in?
He didn't fucking say shit. He just walked out and said, "I'm gonna take this guy. He can rape me and get away with it."
Yeah.
Just because they're afraid of him doesn't mean they know who he is.
Just do whatever you gotta do.
Good
times. Why is this guy back in here?
I don't know. Now it's interesting, like a shitty smell. I just like hearing him talk.
It's like when you pick your belly button lint and smell it.
Yeah. Oh, the back of Voss's ear. Yeah, but if you smelled it, you gotta smell it again. It's addictive. Yeah. Well, the point is that I'm very glad you guys came back. Thank you for coming on. You got your very successful part. Where are you going?
He kicked himself up again.
Looks like we lost that staying power.
That was fucking weird. Even he wants this over.
I think we're really cooking here.
No, I thought it was great.
This is the most fun these people have ever had in their lives.
No, it's great. It's great.
I think we should fucking Springsteen this thing.
Take it to 2 in the morning.
No, I can't do that. Liz will fucking... Where's Liz? Yeah, Liz will fucking kill me.
Wrap it up.
No, we
got to wrap up already?
I have to... It's been an hour and a half.
No, we're not wrapping up yet. Are you kidding me?
What are you talking
about?
My
fucking night was wasted for like 45 minutes on a podcast?
No, it takes around a half hour to wrap up.
It's a YKWD Bobby Kelly wrap up.
I asked if they have any questions. They looked at me like fucking Scientologists. There's no.
You don't have any fucking questions?
You don't have a question
for
anybody?
How do I get laid? How do I dress better? Come on.
For Joe List.
Oh, good.
Go, yeah.
Hold on. Mike Buschetti's going to ask a question.
Joe, tonight you said you were afraid of Bobby. You've also said before you were afraid of Lewis. Who are you more afraid of?
Good
question. Oh,
great question.
Lewis, definitely.
There you go.
I feel like I can reason with Bobby.
Don't. No, he can give him chocolate reasons, the candy.
That was good.
That was good. Fuck. No. Stop. That was good.
Buddy, Lewis. What do you want me to do?
Hey.
It was all right, buddy.
Hey.
Bobby, Lewis, hey. These are not the same people at every show you do.
Yeah.
These are different ones.
Yeah, these aren't the fucking 9 go-mites. Hey. These are actually different people.
Hey,
it was good, but it wasn't
I liked it. I laughed out loud.
Hey.
We all... Lewis.
Hey.
Lewis.
Dude,
Lewis.
I laughed out loud. The
Lewis.
Next one you're headlining.
Stop. It was pretty okay. Lewis! They're gonna turn into one giant bald thing. It's like Station in Bogus Journey.
I told you. It's hard not to kiss it.
They're gonna mash together.
I smelled that tooth in the back.
No, I got it pulled out.
You got it pulled out?
Oh, God. That was horrific. Oh.
God. I think they pulled the wrong one.
Yikes. That was my first Puerto Rican hole.
By the way, I think you're gay, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
It wasn't even like for a bit that you kissed Dan. You just kissed Dan. Me, it was like you were like literally like, no, dude, I can't kiss a fucking guy.
Yeah, because, dude, first of all, Dan softly pulled me in, okay? You aggressively grabbed my jawbone and manipulated me into your face while grabbing my cock very hard.
Hold on. What is a jawbone?
This mandible.
Right here. And that's, you know, I'm an alpha male too. I don't, that's not the way I roll.
And as a bottom, I'm just willing to take it.
Hold on, how was I going to get you to kiss me? That was
you
ridiculous.
You fucking don't alpha male me. Slow down.
You want me to be the beta.
Yeah, I want you to be a little gentle and fucking, you know.
You feel protected when you're the beta.
A master beta.
It's all right, Joe.
Can somebody make sure Anthony's still awake?
They gave your masturbator joke more than my reason joke. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but
it was a good joke.
No, it was a fucking phenomenal joke.
Yeah, but
joke.
You know what it is? That's
they
a one
they don't want to laugh at me.
That's going to be it when
they want to laugh at Joe.
They've been laughing
masturbator
at everything.
Was not even a good joke.
First of all, stop. 1 second. Your reason, whatever the
it
fuck.
It was reason. Chocolate reason.
Chocolate reasons. It was good, but it wasn't fucking
it
great.
It was really good, dude.
All right, I'm going to ask somebody right now. Okay. Liz, was...
This guy volunteered.
Right, I'll ask you. Tell me.
I heard it, but he was covering the mic.
Stop doing that fucking
it's my
that
mic
ice
technique.
Cube shit. Yeah,
yeah.
We don't like that. Right. So you thought you heard it, but it didn't come across because of his technique.
Also, I think it's not that popular with candy.
Yeah, that's like old people candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
Bobby's 52.
I'm 40 something.
He's talking about your. I think he's talking about your waist size.
You know what? Fuck you. Lewis is right. That's bullshit.
No, that was a good one.
I mean, that was like this whole thing was set up for that.
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
No questions? What are you, crazy?
All right, what's your question?
Oh, can I come to your wedding?
Oh,
good question.
No.
I can't.
No, I'm saying it. No, you weirdo. He's fucking going to. No!
Women that are more attractive than my wife there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm not editing that out.
What?
Don't even fucking call me.
Well, you can leave it in, but don't show the girl, because then she'll be like, I'm more attractive. It'll be a whole
That's
thing.
That's the name of the show, Women More Attractive Than Joe's Wife.
Why? Do you think Joe's hot?
The friend's not.
Hey, all right.
So you, wait, do you want to go to the wedding
okay.
so you can,
okay.
so you can protest?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Ready? Right now, I want you to fucking pick. Stop you. Fuck you. From top to bottom, Kelly included, who would you fuck first?
In order?
Dan, Lewis.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Joe, Kelly. Yeah.
Wow.
Where the fuck am I?
Holy.
I'm after fucking Kelly? You fuck a fat Australian woman
we're
before
basically,
me?
We're the same, Bobby. We're the same.
I'm at least the same. I'm not on the list.
Much an Anthony.
You can't see her face, but it looks like she's not budging.
Where am I on the list?
Thank you.
That's a lie. That's a lie. I wouldn't even fuck me before Dan.
Come on, I would. We've kissed.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I know what you're capable of.
Oh, boy.
That's fucked up. What about you? Yeah.
What's up, girl?
Smart.
Scopo.
It's my fat ass. They love it.
Scopo. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
What's up,
yeah?
Bro?
What
then
about
me?
Dan?
Okay.
You're last.
Then Dan. Oh,
really?
Kelly.
You don't like white people.
Am I too white?
She likes a three-dimensional head.
He's what?
He's too pretty.
I'm
He's
pretty?
Too pretty, yeah.
I like this. It. I feel pretty. I feel also pretty.
Dan's not pretty. He's
what? Kind of
my teeth are all screwed up?
Oh. My fucking teeth are the best on this.
That's not even
you're
close to
you're number one.
Bobby.
What do you want?
Bobby, you think you have better teeth than me?
I have way better
You just
teeth.
Showed one.
First
of
all,
I'm missing
First
five
of them.
I'm
have
missing
all one tooth.
Also, you guys know this is what chimps do to each other in the zoo.
Yeah.
They show each other their teeth like fucking animals.
Careful, careful. Anthony got fired for tweeting that.
Well, oh my God.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit. Thank God Anthony was here. He's been four of the fucking best ones all night.
Fucking, and he had a good
fucking
one.
Goddamn sweat hog hair.
Wow. Holy shit.
What?
It's curly. That was really good.
Thank you.
Not you. No, no. His joke was really sweat hog hair. No, that fucking brilliant joke that Joe just did. My feelings aren't even hurt anymore. That was so good.
Did I hurt your feelings?
You hurt my feelings. I was going to fucking beat you up after the show.
Why?
I was going to fuck you up, dude.
That's not fun. You know I can't joke like that. Oh, my God.
Dude, I made Joe think that I was mad at him for like a week and a half because I was the best man at Gary Veeder's wedding.
Yeah.
And it was my job to write a wedding speech.
Yeah,
and
I heard about that.
I kind of did a shitty job.
Yeah. It was the most piece of shit wedding speech in history.
No way.
You know what?
I will horrific.
Say, no, it wasn't that bad.
Can I tell you how he started it?
Yes. Yep.
He said, wait, shit, now I forget. Well, how'd you start it? First of all, he talked about show business 100% of the time.
That is right? True.
All showbiz.
At this best man speech at a wedding. Wedding.
I was really speaking to the 10 comics at the wedding.
What did you say?
How did you start it?
I have the speech.
Yeah, can you please read it for the love of everything that's holy? Let me can we please
oh,
hear it?
Your hot intern has my phone.
Can you...
Your hot married
sexy
intern.
Sexy Kelly,
she's
come up
married?
Here.
Yeah.
Hey,
where's her husband? Is he here?
Come up here.
I don't know.
I think he's here.
No, he's not.
Is he here?
Not.
Thank God.
It's probably cheating on you
when
right
I first
now.
Heard about Sexy Kelly, I was like, oh.
Sexy and then
I,
Kelly, are you
and then
kidding
I met her, and I see like the side boom and how hot she is. I was like, yeah, that's
she's
very fair
hot.
Enough.
Sexy Kelly
holy
is a major
shit.
Understatement.
She's very hot.
She's like fucking...
Look what she's wearing.
What
like, I
that?
Can see her boobies. I'm
oh
like,
God.
Oh.
So what? Shut up, Kelly.
Yeah, hi. Kelly's really... Kellen.
So, I can see your boobies.
Yeah. I like it.
I can see your bags of fun.
Yeah, stop regular Kelly and leave sexy Kelly
look
alone.
Look at her fucking muscle tone.
Yeah, she's hot.
How often
she's
do you work out?
Who cares? Leave her alone. She's mine.
She's someone else's. That's the whole problem.
No, she's my Kelly.
Oh.
She's my... She works on the show now.
Yeah. That's like fucking 4 or 5 upgrades above Kelly. I mean,
yeah, and Scopo.
Kelly's like the original like Mac, and like she's like the iPhone 6.
She's the 6
Mac,
plus.
She's a Mac classic.
Yeah. She's a big compact. Clunky piece of shit.
This is the Mac Air.
Fucking yeah, yeah. Shut yeah. up, dickhead.
She has a solid state drive.
God. Oh God, 1,000 fat jokes. Tell us your dumb fucking speech, you idiot.
Yes, fucking Kelly. Yes.
I want to know how you ruined good. Someone's big day. Let's
I
go.
Find it. I gotta find
love
the speech.
Kelly for
why did they ask him to do the? Why did he ask him to do the speech?
He was the best man, Kelly.
Because I was the best man, Kelly.
Sure, there's better ones.
That was pretty good.
I feel like that was accidentally Kelly's best line.
Love you, Lewis. That's all right. Come on.
Come on.
Like, come on. We're just going to wait while he goes through his phone.
Oh,
we know there's no jokes on there.
That's a set list where I crushed. These are all the people I'm going to beat up.
Here's my application to Home Depot.
He's really mad. Look
here's
at him.
That highway marker where I think treasure's buried.
Here's that rest stop where I know guys give head. What are you looking for, a little penis?
Can I get another Maker's Rocks?
Thanks. Oh, what? Yeah. Can we get you another drink? Yeah, we'll get him another drink, okay?
Thank you.
Can I get a whiskey?
Is the speech that bad?
All right, here we go. I want you to stand up and deliver.
It wasn't good.
Stand right, up to the crowd.
This is my second chance to deliver this speech.
It is.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
All right, hold on.
You guys ready for this?
Keep in mind there's 200 people there and 6 of them are comedians.
Not only that, let me paint the scene a little better. The wife's side, the bride's side, just fucking smashed. Like the maid of
what do you
honor.
Mean? Like killed.
She had the greatest speech. It was heartfelt.
Yeah, she cried.
She cried. The bride
really?
Cried. The bride's brother came out.
It was like following Kevin Hart. It was really hard.
Yeah. Murdered.
Her grandmother's in a wheelchair. She got up, did a cartwheel. Yeah. Fucking pretty unbelievable.
Literally. That literally happened.
Right.
It was on 9/11, and the speech was so good, people forgot.
Which is so funny. They literally they booked it on 9/11 to save the money. How Jewy was it?
Yeah. It actually
you
was.
I wonder
on
why 9/11. You're not on regular TV.
What? Noam left.
How?
He left. He's gone. You know what I said? Don't tell him.
All right.
All right. So wait. We got a bit. We got a. All right. You're.
Ding 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 ding.
You're Gary. You're the wife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're
Joe. Joe List.
Who was there?
You're Gary's mom. You're Gary's dad. You're his wife's mom and dad.
False. Gary's dad was not there.
All right. First of all, I want to thank Sherry and Richard. Matthew and Patricia.
I'm two people.
You're Sherry and Richard.
That's just fucking hurtful. I'm never going to get skinny with that attitude.
I think you are.
You don't want to get fucking skinny, dude. You should have seen the gleam in his eye when he was like, dude, fucking Leary told me I could eat. He wants me to be fat in the show. Oh, dude.
No, it was pure happiness. So
this is all part of the speech, by the way.
They didn't get it.
Oh, fuck it.
All right, hurry up.
All right, shut up.
Dude, I got a chunky guy in the back falling asleep.
Where's he at?
Oh, that's Stavros. Forget it.
Stav's here. What's up,
Stavros?
We got to hang out. First of all, I want to thank Sherry and Patricia and Richard, Matthew and Patricia for not only putting together this fantastic event, but for raising two of the kindest and most loyal people that I know.
Okay, so far so good.
So far so good. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. That was fucking the way the audience should have reacted right there.
Yeah, one person clapping.
Yeah.
Did you have that shirt on?
Blazer over it.
Strap in, I'm about to give a real ass speech.
Yeah. Grrr. Go ahead.
I didn't meet Gary in middle school or at summer camp like most of the best man stories go.
That was a real Jewish thing to say.
I didn't meet Gary at... I met Gary only 5 or 6 years ago in the trenches of the New York City comedy scene.
The trenches.
Ooh. You mean the shitty clubs that you still work? Too mean, too mean, too mean, too mean. I'm sorry.
Honest to God, it's not bad yet.
Thank you, Kelly.
It's fine. You're fine.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bobby, it's pronounced book. The shitty clubs see books.
Thank you for saving me, Joe.
Okay. That was a good one.
Go ahead.
I would have remembered the date had I known Gary would have asked me to be his best man.
All right. A little charming.
It's a little joke. Get it?
Miss Tina and Tony's wedding sucks.
Gary, timid, laid back, a little unsure of himself. Me, way too loud, way too abrasive, way too arrogant.
Talking about himself.
Gary and I weren't supposed to be friends. It's a weird thing. There's a thing in the comedy scene.
Oh, we come God. From
in the comedy scene. He's speaking yeah, yeah. He's thinking about their friendship.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
this isn't a Montreal address. This is fucking...
All right, keep going about your friendship with Gary at his wife's wedding.
You fucking sucked, man.
It's funny because Lewis is actually just now recognizing why it's a bad speech.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, really maybe I shouldn't have talked about myself and my relationship.
He's playing it all back in his head.
I'm going to pretend these chocolates are the wedding cake.
All right, keep going.
Bobby, don't do it, please.
I just heard somebody go, no sugar, no grain. Go. You're an asshole.
Yeah, don't waste it. Aww.
I had it in my mouth. I could have got away with it. Ugh, fuck.
All right, keep going.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Just ate it. It is.
There's a weird thing in comedy. We all come from different backgrounds and social upbringings. We all have different stories, but we all end up in the same place.
Oh, boy.
What, fucking stand-up New York?
True.
2 o'clock on a Thursday.
Shut up! Your friends from before you became a comic start to slowly disappear. You start talking.
Yes, they have good careers.
Time out. This should also be addressed that Gary had a table of all of his high school friends.
No, he didn't. No, he had two friends there.
Four.
Two.
All right. Well,
I made a joke about it.
Some people lied to you.
Go ahead.
You start talking to your best friend from high school a little less. First once a week, then once a month, then maybe just on Facebook or a card on the holidays.
This is really sad.
Yeah, I know it is. It's a one-man...
Then people start dying.
Then your dad
At
gets
first,
stabbed.
At first, it's quick stuff like car accidents. And then you get older and it starts turning into sadder, longer stuff.
Then it's heroin addiction.
Bone cancer.
Suicide.
Then your friend's kids start dying.
And then your dog gets cancer.
And then you're staring at a tiny casket and realize, I haven't talked to Jason in over 10 years.
Oh, man. God. Gary should have been closer with one of these guys.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
Oh, shit.
All right. No, finish telling a bunch of people how comedy works.
I want to eat this chocolate so
eat
bad.
It,
you
eat
deserve it.
Eat it.
Fine.
No, not with the bottle.
There. You swallowed it like an aspirin.
Hey, there's another half in there. Get all of it. Okay.
Oh, my God. So fucking good.
It's good.
Kick him
come
out.
Come on, read it.
All right, sorry.
Man, Sexy Lauren is like crazy sexy.
Yeah. God, she's out of control, dude.
You're not fucking her.
I know I'm not. She's married. I respect the union.
How
of
long have you been married?
You don't respect her.
2 years?
Don't think I'm not going to roll around in a hotel bed and pretend. Okay.
Wait, you roll around in a hotel bed when you jerk off?
No, but like, you don't roll around naked to bone up?
No, I don't roll around. I lie there like a man.
Oh, I'm
My
sorry.
My dick fills up with thought.
What?
I use thought.
Okay, well, take your undies off and roll around. It's a new experience.
I'm just imagining Bobby Kelly rolling around his hotel room.
And someone below it going, they're moving the furniture again.
What are they doing up there?
That was the first mean thing you've said to me since we kissed.
I know. Because we're in a hot sexual relationship that also can go violent.
That was our first fight. Go ahead, dumb.
It's a one-man show, and not too many people can understand why we obsess over our careers the way we do. That is why Gary and I became so close. Gary, like I, didn't have an easy path in life or in comedy. No one handed Gary anything. A month ago, he was handing out flyers in front of a bar so people would come in and listen to him tell some jokes.
By the way, not true. The Irish Exit's done well on itself for the past
That's
2 years.
That's not true. He's been fucking He's still flyers. Let's get real.
Okay.
A month ago, he was on America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Let's make note that Allie, the bride, has not been mentioned once.
Yeah. Oh, no, she was. That she would be left alone because Gary would be chasing
his career.
The next
fucking line mentions her.
He's mentioned three open mics, but zero brides.
I don't know. I want to be on your side, Lou. I do want to be on your side, but so far you're only really doing really negative stuff.
I'm telling you, listen.
There's a big finish.
I'm winning on 9/11.
Today he stands here living his dream with the woman of his dreams.
Hey, there she is.
Okay.
She had a cameo.
You know, there wasn't fucking eight assholes interrupting every fucking sentence either.
Oh, you mean punching it up?
Yeah, making it entertaining and fun for these 200 people.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's not an AA meeting. Spice it up.
Not too many people can understand why we submerge ourselves so deeply and passionately into our art.
Could not be more condescending.
Ugh. Did you just call what you do art?
It's more like a fart. Because it stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Joe, AKA the young Colin Quinn.
You.
AKA the truth.
How does he not have his own DJ?
DJ Curry. DJ Vindaloo, hit that shit.
Meow, meow.
Hang on 1 second. Scobo, anytime you want to say something, go ahead.
He's all right.
I'm good.
Scobo's guitar tech in this whole podcast.
I'm loving this speech right now. I think it's great.
The checks thing was big for Scobo. That was big. He got zero.
Go ahead. Yeah. Finish it.
I got it.
Come on, Liz is going to fucking kill me. We're supposed to wrap up a half hour ago.
In what we do, there's a sense of brotherhood because no one else does what we do.
How fucking brutal is that?
That's by the way,
there's five
by the
people
way,
here.
Anyone can do what we do. You just have to go to a comedy club and go do an open mic.
That's dead dad helps.
That's not true. Not anybody can fucking... If you're not funny, you can't go be funny.
You know that.
Oh, well, Kelly can go to open mics, yeah, but she can't be funny at them.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Guys.
Yikes.
All right, go on with your funny speech. Here we go. Funny.
There's a large fraternity of comics here. And to be honest, Gary doesn't have just one best man here today. Gary has 20.
Oh, the audience is fucking bowing you fucking, before you even go on.
They fucking hate your fucking cheesiness.
But, dude, you guys reacted better.
My God.
Than the audience at the wedding.
I think.
Audience at the wedding, all you heard was like three sniffles and a fork hit a plate.
I think I heard fucking Charles in Charge say the same fucking thing.
Oh, God.
Wow, that stunk.
No, but I like
it. I stuttered on Hold Charles
on,
in Charge.
I'm not done.
Jesus.
I'll bomb on my own. You don't need to say what after I did it. I want more chocolate.
No. You're lashing out at yourself.
Come on.
We're in an industry.
We're in an industry.
Industry. You mentioned the bride's name once.
How many times did you say industry?
Can you imagine the fuck it, using the word industry in a best man speech?
Yeah. He's so disconnected. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Go ahead.
We're in an industry where you have to live your career.
What?
We're not in a business. We're in a lifestyle.
What? You're basically telling the
lie. Are you selling condos in Tampa? Who the fuck says that? We're not selling you an apartment. We're selling you a lifestyle.
By the way, this is like a $300,000 wedding.
It's unbelievable.
Accountants, doctors, just completely condescending.
Greatest food I've ever ate in my life.
You guys don't know what it's like to be comedians.
People that have saved lives.
Pretty hard. We get up at noon. It's a whole thing. Something that you guys don't get relationships and friendships. You fucking rich, married Long Island people.
Oh, shit. It was a Long Island rich wedding?
It's like Red Hook. It's fucking insane. It was like a $200,000 wedding.
Go ahead.
Tell them more how to live. Tell them what life's all about, Lou.
You're the worst person
and
ever.
By the way, he was reading it, too. This is not like a transcription.
You
of
didn't
his
memorize it?
He was reading it off paper.
Yeah. I printed it.
And that's good. That's good that you printed.
Thanks, Joe. All right, here we go.
You guys are in your skyscrapers eating your caviar. We're down on the streets.
Handing out flyers.
In the trenches, telling
our stories.
You have to pick your name out of a bucket to get on.
You want money, but they give you drink tickets.
All right, finish it up.
Yeah, finish it up. Like, come on, this is great. Come on.
Let's go.
Dude, Anthony's going to fire me after this.
Now join us for the
Walker. Fucking Anthony.
All right. Gary and Allie.
Hey, there she is.
Has found someone that can not only live that life with him, but someone who can inspire him and push him to be the best that he can be. But also someone at the same time who can make him forget about his worries and someone who can make him laugh for a change. Mm. Allie, we all love you for that.
Ugh. I think I'm the dad.
Joe's the dad.
Let me tell you, this paragraph. At this point in the speech, I'm contemplating drinking again.
Yeah. I'm definitely mad I got the chicken.
Where's the fucking dessert?
This is it.
Gary, you know we love you, brother. Any woman in the world will be lucky to have you. Well, maybe not Heidi Klum.
What the fuck?
Hold on. He was on America's Got Talent.
He was on...
And she said...
That was a solid fuck. That joke killed.
It did.
It killed at the wedding.
I know it ate a dog dick here. But it really did do well at the wedding. Which, trust me, Comics Table wasn't happy about that.
Okay.
Dude, you didn't say the line.
I'm saying like maybe it's you. I don't know.
Let's go.
Okay. Allie.
Yeah.
Bobby just...
Is Bob having a stroke?
Bobby just spit his drink down.
You okay?
No, because I've never seen you act so good in your life. You went, Allie. Like she was really there. Oh, you fucking stick.
Louis can act, man.
He can act once.
No, I can't.
Go ahead, man.
Allie.
What the fuck? Why is that? You've never acted that good in your life.
You're a rock star.
Thank you.
You have my boy's heart, and I will tell you wholeheartedly that you...
It's your writing. You wrote it. No, but this isn't somebody else's. You're not auditioning.
I will tell you wholeheartedly that he loves you truly and deeply. What an amazing end to this story. No matter what happens on Tuesday...
Which was the finals of America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Gary and Allie, you both win because you have each other.
That was quite...
That's a fucking...
You could have started that speech from, like, the last quarter of it, and it would have been perfect.
Also, he called the marriage the end of the story.
Louis stinks.
The last few lines were awesome.
Have you ever been a best man?
Yes, I have.
Really? And your speech was better?
Fucking yes!
How many times did you mention the industry?
Not once.
Why?
Because I'm not an asshole.
Oh, that makes sense.
I've been a bride. I've been a matron of honor, and I've done a speech and I never mentioned
a
the
matron
industry.
Of honor. What? We're not in Australia,
bridesmaid.
Kelly.
Bridesmaid. Oh, what do you call
I've
it?
I've been a guardian of lady.
Matron of honor.
Whatever they call it.
Kelly, you were a bridesmaid.
Country.
What do you call it? What
Kelly
call
was the fat bridesmaid who shat in the sink.
Maid of honor.
Matron.
Anyway.
That's a good reference.
I liked it. Yeah, that was terrible, dude.
I'm
you
sorry.
Brought you made it all about the fucking business you're in. It literally, it was about you. It was about you. You but were in that speech.
I think that's
you
a little,
shouldn't be in the speech.
I think it's a little insightful as to how we think. We're comedians. We're a little bit narcissistic.
No, that was you telling the world.
That was
a speech you gave to them. You were telling people how you feel inside about this business.
It was a cloudy day on April 1st. Louis J. Gomez was born.
It should have been about him and the girl. It should have been about what he was about to embark on.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I barely know Gary.
That's hilarious. That's what I was just going to say. The reason it was you
I
really did talk about what
ago,
you do.
Hung out with this chick once. You know, I don't really know why he chose me.
Really?
Really?
That's really, you should have said
no,
that.
No, I'm just kidding in case he listens, but yeah.
But the good news is, the good news is that, yes, there was ego and stuff at the beginning of it, but the last few lines were beautiful. So there is a capacity for Lewis to be a beautiful, normal person.
What are you, a parole faith. Board here?
Is that what that haircut's for?
Kelly's an expert on Kelly's an expert on capacity.
We can show that this incarceration has actually changed
his morals. That was a good, bad joke.
You go on and stamp your papers, sonny boy. Yeah. I can't do the accent, but I know Shawshank pretty well.
That's because your mouth's too small to do accents.
That hurt my feelings, Bobby.
He has the capacity to be better, which is good. And it's great.
Thanks, Kel.
I think we all do.
Yes.
Can you do me one favor? Can you just fix your tit real quick?
Please don't.
What happened to it?
All right, well, listen, man. Since you guys don't have any questions, you guys, thank you for coming on. We're going to wrap this up. Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez.
Just let him have this one.
It's good to have you back on, buddy.
Thanks, man.
And I'm glad
you
got your own show on Sirius, which is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Is talking MMA.
Thanks.
Which is great.
That's a backhanded compliment. Thank you.
No, honestly,
it was a forehanded.
I'll tell you why. You did fucking a ton of podcasts. You're stretching yourself all over the fucking place. When what you know is MMA. What you love is MMA. You love comedy and you love doing podcasts. You should focus in on that one fucking thing and go become famous doing that. Go get on TV with it. Become an analyst.
I can't.
Why?
Because I've said the N-word and faggot too much on podcasts, and they won't hire me at Fox or UFC.
Well, you know, when you're doing local MMA, that won't hurt.
You should Cage Fighting Fury Championships in Atlantic City.
Yeah, you should do
hey, what's up? Welcome back to Backyard Fighting.
We're in Anthony Cumia's pool area.
He's asleep, so I think I can get this fight off.
We're going to use his drone to film this.
I told
We're going to have three of his chicks do the ring card girls. All right, listen. They're too young to count, so they don't know. No. Oh.
Is she holding up the round or her age?
You did it.
That was big.
So I'm very happy for you, man. Chris Scopo, you're my man. You got.
I have to pee so bad.
All right.
Scopo could have done everything he said tonight on Twitter. One tweet.
Yeah. I've had a pee since Joe came out.
Kelly Vistuga, you're here till Christmas.
I am.
You're coming back for a little bit?
Yeah, I've got to go home. I've got Perth, Adelaide, and Melbourne festivals to do, and I'll be back here around May next year. But I'm here at the end of the year to work, and it's great. Everything's going really great. I'm very happy. Everything's good.
Vistuga, thanks for coming back on the show.
You got it, baby. Anything for you.
We love you guys.
Well, the show wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. You
it's
did
true.
A lot.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
I know
dude,
that. I just wanted to hear you say that.
Bobby birthed Kelly.
Well, thank you. I love you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Joe Liss, what do you got, buddy?
Herpes in a tiny mouth.
There it is!
You got one!
Lewis fires off two at the end.
That's like when they call the round in boxing and they throw like three punches extra.
They call it too little too late, but I'm here. You guys know I'm alive still.
All right, what do you got, Joe?
You get furious in the New York City. I feel weird plugging a show at a different club.
Why? You're not at a club. We're at a lounge.
Follow me on Twitter, and then I'll tweet about my show at Caroline's November 4th and 5th.
Yeah!
I'm headlining there, and I'm downstairs a bunch.
What about your special?
That was 2 days ago.
Is it on Comedy Central, though?
Maybe it's on. Probably on the app, I think. I'm not good
God,
at things.
Joe, what do you mean, the business?
Yeah.
Well, it's I just learned a lot about the business from Lewis's wedding speech, so I got to get in the trenches. You guys wouldn't get it. You fucking peasants that work 50 hours a week. You wouldn't understand, goddammit. It's hard for us. It's hard for us dick joke tellers. But yeah, my special's on Comedy. Some are on Comedy Central.
It's on Comedy Central. Google his fucking, search his name on there, and his special comes up. He's one of the fucking funniest guys. I just did a show with him Friday night, and he fucking annihilated in front of me. So that's the last time he's going to work with me. But
Chris Scopo from now on.
I'm not that fucking Stavros.
Stavros.
No, of course.
Stavros.
Dan, what do you got besides everything?
What?
You got a fucking million things going on.
I don't have a million things. I got the Bonfire with Big Jay Oakerson on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Which is kicking ass, right?
Comedy Central Radio. Comedy Central Radio, Anthony. I want that to be known.
Yeah, that rules.
And then December 3rd. In Philadelphia, we're going to release tickets soon, but I'm taping my hour special for Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Where?
All right.
The Trocadero Theater.
Where?
Philadelphia, December 3rd.
Philly!
Hey. Sorry. Oh, he's gone. Philly!
eating a person from Philly outside.
Yeah. And then I'll be on the new Showtime show Billions starting in January.
I love it how he says, you got a bunch of stuff. He goes, I got nothing going on. He names off 9 things. Ends with a Showtime show. You're on Showtime? What's that?
I'm like a small, it's a pay channel.
Showtime?
Yeah.
Ray Donovan Showtime?
Yeah, Ray Donovan Showtime.
That's pretty huge, man.
Yeah, I play like a dickhead, so I don't know. People
are
going to hate me.
That's fucking great, man. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Bobby.
Thank you for being on, brother.
I miss you.
You guys, thank you for coming out. You guys have a good time? We're going to start doing these more live. We guys appreciate you guys coming out.
You rule.
Yeah, you guys rule. Thank you for listening to the You Know What Dude podcast. Thank you for supporting all of us at our shows. And that's about it, man. You guys, what's that? We're going to take a real quick picture. We're going to do a selfie with all you guys in it.
Yeah.
And then we got these beautiful posters outside that Jason Chatfield made.
He's
unbelievable. I don't know where they are. Do we have them? Yeah, okay. She's going to bring them down. We're going to be out there signing them and selling them if you want to grab one on the way out. If you want to come and just get a photo and say thanks or whatever, you come over and do that too. Let's take a photo real quick. You got it? Let's do this. You guys, just stay there and wave in it, all right? Scopo, you got it?
Yep.
Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Everybody.
Yay.
Yay.
Scopo,
why is your phone broken?
Lewis! How are you gonna fucking bring this shit?
Alright, here we go. We're gonna do that, everybody. We're all getting in. Ready?
Blow my big head.
Oh, fucking dumb Scopo.
That's our Scopo.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Is it a video?
Hold on.
I want to get one of you crap. We'll do a video right now. Ready?
Do a
panorama. A what?
Oh, panorama.
No, we're going to do a video. You don't want to tell me not to eat the fucking candy, right?
You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Say, you know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Fucking asshole. Yeah, you know, 1, 2, 3. Can we turn the lights up a little bit? They're behind me?
Yeah.
Ready? You ready?
Dude.
Where? Okay, grab that thing right here. Right around there. Ready? 1, 2, wait. Wait. All right, let her do it. Let her. 1, 2. Hang on 1 second. Right, take your time, hon.
Someone in chat asks if you use the selfie stick to wash yourself.
Headshot.
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
One, two, wait, oh, I got all of them.
Boo.